I was like, hey, All right.
Thank you. You may be seated. And good morning to everyone. We will begin with introductions from the court. I am Mike Havikin, the Chief Justice, and now by order of seniority as to service on the court, the other members of the court will introduce themselves.
Good morning. I'm Lindsay Miller-Lerman.
William Castle. Good morning.
Stephanie Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff Funk.
Jonathan Papik, good morning.
And John Friedenberg.
Thank you, members of the courts. The first case of the day is In Re Interest of Jordan B. Good morning, counsel. Mr. Bowie, is that the correct pronunciation?
That's correct. Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice.
Very good. Before you begin, also, we have Mr. Rogers here today.
Yes, sir.
And you are going to be arguing for Appalachia, is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. Do any counsel have any questions before we begin? Very good.
Mr. Justice.
And Mr. Bowie, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court, my name is Sam Bowie, appearing on behalf of the appellants Alicia Todd and Andy Todd, as well as co-counsel Lindsay Camplin. I would like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal. The central issue on appeal is that the juvenile court erred in removing the minor child, Jordan, from the home of the appellants, who had provided Jordan with a safe and loving home for nearly his entire life. Under Nebraska statute, reasonable efforts must be made to place an adjudicated child and a sibling in the same foster placement, unless such placement is contrary to the safety or well-being of the siblings. The juvenile court determined that Andy Todd was a sibling to Jordan. Rita Pospischel, who was ultimately granted placement, is merely the cousin of the father of Jordan. Because Andy Todd is a sibling to Jordan, and much more closely related to Jordan than Rita Pospischel, there was a preference for placement in the Todds.
How would you define the term sibling as it's used in the relevant statutes?
Sibling is defined by the Foster Care Review Act. The Foster Care Review Act defines siblings as biological siblings and legal siblings, including, but not limited to, half-siblings and step-siblings.
What does that mean? Little circular, isn't it?
I would agree, and I think the Foster Care Review Act, as well as this court's interpretation of the Foster Care Review Act, reflects that Nebraska has a public policy fostering the preservation of sibling relationships and a placement of siblings together. And this court, in previous cases, has previously rejected as overly narrow DHHS's interpretation of siblings in previous cases. In fact, this court has held that the Department of Health and Human Services duties for joint sibling placement do not depend on the continued existence of a parent-child relationship. Instead, the department's duties exist even if the siblings' custody orders were entered at separate times.
But I still don't hear the definition of sibling.
Appellant's position is that siblings, other than this rather circular definition provided in the Foster Care Review Act, is not specifically defined in the statute, but rather this policy under Nebraska law of fostering and recognizing sibling relationships in a variety of circumstances.
Persons who may be siblings foster that.
Persons who may be siblings, there should be, under this preference, this policy preference for recognizing persons who may be siblings as having a sibling relationship, which
a definition would be helpful, wouldn't it? I mean, we've got this policy, but what are we to do? We got to draw some lines at some point, don't we?
I agree. A definition would be helpful. My understanding is there is none in the Foster Care Review Act.
How about the plain and ordinary meaning of the term, then? What would that be?
The plain and ordinary meaning of the term sibling, without resorting to a dictionary, would be a biological sibling, someone who shares the same two parents, a half-sibling, as noted in the Foster Care Review Act, which under the plain meaning would be two children who share one biological parent in common, or step-siblings, a child whose parent, or one parent, has married the spouse of the parent of the other child.
So, which one of those does Andy Todd fit into?
So Andy Todd is a bit of a half-sibling and step-sibling. In this case, Andy Todd is the son of the adopted mother of the biological siblings of Jordan. And so we have a biological connection where Jordan's siblings are...
Doesn't have a biological connection to the individual who adopted those two kids.
Not to Andy Todd, or the individual who adopted, you're correct, the Daniels.
Right.
And so we have a biological element in play and also a legal element in play. And because the Foster Care Review Act specifically says that half-siblings, biological siblings, and legal siblings are all included, and also references that this definition is not exclusive, I believe this is precisely the type of circumstance the Nebraska legislature intended to capture in the definition
Is Andy a step-sibling to Jordan?
Yes.
Is he a step-uncle to Jordan?
Correct.
So that's what he is.
How is he a step-sibling?
So Andy Todd is a step-sibling So Andy Todd is a step-sibling because Leslie Daniels, the adoptive mother of the siblings of Jordan, married the father of Jordan's mother, Leah Belmer. It's a rather complicated family situation here. So Leslie Daniels, who adopted Jordan's siblings, is the stepmother of the mother to Jordan. And there we have the step relationship.
But Jordan and Andy do not have a common parent, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And if this court were to say common parent, siblings will flow from common parents. There is no common parent between Andy and Jordan, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
There is no common parent between Andy and Jordan. However, this court has previously rejected the notion that the Department of Health and Human Services' duties to place siblings together depends on the existence of a continued parent-child relationship.
Well, doesn't that assume an original relationship to begin with? If we're talking about a continued relationship, that would assume that there was a relationship in place before. Is there a relationship in place before?
A relationship between Andy and a shared siblings? Parent with Jordan?
Siblings? Is there a sibling relationship before any termination of parental rights?
Generally or in this case?
In this case.
In this case, there was not a sibling relationship before the termination of parental rights regarding the older siblings of Jordan.
Well, I hate to throw cold water on this discussion, but could you direct your attention to the appealability of Andrew and Alicia's case?
Absolutely. So regarding the statute authorizing appeal, this court has previously reached the merits of appeals brought by persons who are not specifically authorized by statute to appeal from a juvenile proceeding. In the case In Re Interest of Meridian H, this court reached the merits of the case even though the appellants were the biological parents of, or the adoptive parents, excuse me, of biological siblings to the subject child in question.
Did we discuss jurisdiction in that case?
This court said it assumed without deciding that the appellants had the right to appeal.
And should we be doing that with jurisdiction?
I think this would be a good case to lay a clear rule and say that in this case there is the ability to appeal. And if I could, I would like to reserve my remaining time for rebuttal.
Nay. Mr. Rogers.
Good morning, Chief Justice, Your Honors. I'm Leslie Remus. I am one of the attorneys for the Department of Health and Human Services, and our senior certified law clerk, Trevor Rogers, will be arguing this.
Very good.
Thank you,
Ms. Remus. Mr. Rogers, you may approach, and you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court.
Counsel.
My name is Trevor Rogers, and I'm a senior certified law student representing one of the appellees, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. This court should affirm the orders of the county court for three primary reasons. First, appellant lacks standing to intervene as a sibling. Second, appellant lacks standing to intervene as a foster parent. And third, the county court properly placed Jordan with Rita P. For these reasons, the department respectfully requests that this court affirm the judgment of the county court. If I could, I'd like to begin my argument with just a couple responses to opposing counsel. I'd like to clarify just the familial relationship here. Trying to understand who has a step relationship.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's trying to understand who has a step relationship here, who's a hat, it'll make your head spin. It's confusing, but I'll do the best job I can. I think it's easier to start at the bottom of the tree and move up. So the juvenile issue here is Jordan. He has two siblings, LD and JD. Their parents are Leah and Alan B. Now, Leah's father is Jason D., and he eventually married Leslie D., who is Leah's stepmother. Now, Leslie D. has a son, that is Andy, one of the appellants, from a previous marriage. The appellants have been serving as a foster parent for Jordan. Because of the marriage of Leslie's stepmother, Andy and Leah are step-siblings. That makes the appellant a step-uncle and nothing more to Jordan. So I hope that helps clarify things at least a little bit. I'd also like to respond with Justice Pavick, some of the questions you raised. The definition of sibling here is terribly circular. I think that's the best way to put it. It is not helpful at all. It essentially just says a sibling is a sibling. That's not very helpful. So I think the next step as a basic fundamental tenet of statutory interpretation is to look to the common and ordinary meaning of a word. What would the ordinary speaker of the English language think that this word means? Now, opposing counsel has been talking about the placement preference for siblings, but that's one step ahead of the game. You're one step too far. You have to figure out what a sibling is first. The definition of a sibling is two or more people who share a biological or legal connection to a common parent. Here, Andy, the appellant, and Jordan.
And that definition flows from where?
So I think that definition, so we cite in our brief dictionary definition. So I think ordinary and legal definitions both support that.
Common parent.
Yes, correct. Through a biological or legal connection. So once you apply...
Appellant seems to be arguing the sibling of my sibling is my sibling. So is that not a common usage? Is that your position?
I don't think so, because you have to have a common parent. So what appellant's argument boils down to is simply because appellant's mother adopted Jordan's two older siblings, that then makes him a sibling to Jordan, but it does nothing. For all intents and purposes, Jordan's parents are still Leah and Alan B. So without sharing a parent, they cannot be siblings.
So when you look at the definition, the legal definition that would apply to Andy, you go upstream on the family tree. There's a mixed metaphor, that's horrible. You go up on the family tree and say who are his biological or legal parents.
Correct.
And that's Leslie?
No, that is Leah and Alan B. for Jordan.
No, on Andy.
That is Leslie and his father is
and,
not really a part
and
of
his,
this.
And his bio dad or legal dad.
Correct, yes.
Okay, all right. That's where the trail goes cold.
Exactly. Without sharing a parent, they cannot be siblings. Now, if the legislature wants to come in and fix that, if they think appellant's position should be the proper position, that's the role for the legislature to come in to do.
Well, was the trial court bound by the sibling preference statutes? And are we bound by them, I guess? And did the trial court have some discretion, even if they were siblings?
So placement is always there is discretion. It is just a preference, so it's not a mandatory rule. You don't have to place a child with their siblings. There's statutes that place a burden on the department to give a rationale for that, but it's nothing more than a preference. Here, I think what the juvenile court did was perfectly proper because the permanency objective was reunification with the parents. So we have to find a placement that best works for that. So to answer your question, it's not a, you're not bound in the sense that it's a mandatory rule, it's just a preference.
If we conclude that Andy is not a sibling, should we be affirming or dismissing the appeal for lack of jurisdiction?
So the sibling issue is related to intervention, and this court can take up the intervention issue. The jurisdictional issue relates to placement. So there are only certain parties who can appeal from a juvenile court order, if they're not a sibling. The only relationship they have then is a foster parent. Foster parents are not permitted to appeal. So the placement issue here is a jurisdictional one.
Foster parents are allowed to participate in placement hearings, is that correct?
That's correct.
But they can't appeal pursuant to statute?
So that's correct.
But so the statute, I beg your pardon, 40, we're talking about 43-2,106.01.
Yes.
And that is who can appeal, right?
Correct.
And it says it can appeal can be taken by the juvenile, that's not Andy, guardian ad litem, that's not Andy, right?
Correct.
Juvenile's parent, custodian, or guardian? Okay, county attorney.
Correct.
What is Andy? Is he on that list?
Neither of them.
So did he have standing to appeal?
No. The intervention issues, though, the court is still permitted to take up, because I think this court has a rule of law that says we can address intervention issues regardless of whether the party was able to. You have to address intervention essentially, because what you don't want is a situation where someone was denied intervention. They could have put on evidence and maybe a decision went the other way. Here, they couldn't have intervened anyway, so it's completely irrelevant. Then we hit the jurisdictional issue regarding placement.
So if you were writing an opinion, what's the first thing you would say?
I'm not sure I quite
would
understand.
Would you take up jurisdiction? And what would you say?
I would just follow as the assignments of error are. I think I would follow the argument section given in Anise J. So that took up the standing to appeal issue first. So I would address that.
So you'd say no standing because?
Because the statute, 43-2106.01, does not give foster parents an appeal right. Therefore, they have no standing to appeal an adverse placement decision.
Regardless of whether or not they had a failed attempt to intervene. Is that what your analysis is?
It wouldn't be a failed attempt to intervene in this only in the sense that they couldn't have intervened in the first place. So yes.
Should we reach that issue of their lack of ability to intervene, or we just dismiss the appeal for lack of statutory authority to appeal?
I think you can dismiss the appeal for lack of statutory authority. I think this court in the Anise J case has sort of dealt with standing to appeal and hasn't necessarily just addressed the statute. So 43-2106 sets out who can appeal. The Anise J case doesn't really say that. I think a simpler rationale to say you don't have standing to appeal is to just look at the statute. Because juvenile courts are courts of limited jurisdiction that possess only the powers given to them by statute, if you don't have an appeal right, you have no standing to appeal. And it's end of story from there. If I could, I'd like to just take up some of the other assignments of error that appellant assigned. First, the appellant asserts that the county court erred in overruling the motions made by Jordan's siblings. Those assignments of error can be disposed of through the third-party standing doctrine. Jordan's siblings were a separate legal entity in this matter, and they had counsel to represent their interests below. And appellants are not the party that are injured by the denial of those motions. Second, the appellant asserts that the county court erred in overruling their motion to reconsider, which the court ultimately treated as a motion to alter or amend. But the county court didn't err in overruling appellant's motion because the underlying bases for that motion were correct. So that's intervention, the two intervention issues and the placement issue. So there's no grounds to say that the court abused their discretion in refusing to alter or amend if the underlying bases of the decision are not improper. If there are no further questions, the department respectfully requests that this court affirm the orders of the county court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have time for rebuttal.
Yes, Your Honor. 1 minute and 41 seconds.
1 minute and 41 seconds. Mr. Bowie.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. addressing the issue of sibling. I believe opposing counsel suggested the common usage of the definition of sibling as two people who share a parent in common. However, in common usage, I believe it's just as common to refer to siblings as someone who has a sibling in common. I can hardly think of any situation where two people have a sibling in common but aren't siblings themselves.
Isn't that, though, entirely circular? I mean, how do you, if it, you have to first answer the question of who's a sibling to say the sibling of my sibling is my sibling.
In this case, it's undisputed that Jordan is a biological sibling to the adopted children of the Daniels. And it's also undisputed that Andy Todd is the biological son of Leslie Daniels. And so we have the sibling connection on those sides, which is undisputed. And so if they share a sibling in common, then under popular usage, they should be deemed to be siblings, especially given, as I said earlier, the Nebraska law's public policy recognizing a variety of sibling relationships under the Foster Care Review Act. And turning briefly to the issue of intervention, opposing counsel noted that intervention should not be allowed. However, this court has clearly held that foster parents do have the right to intervene in placement hearings. And siblings also have the right to intervene under statute. And if there are no other questions, I believe my time is up.
Thank you very much. Counsel, that concludes arguments of in re interest of Jordan B. Since you are excused, and the court will go on to the next case of the day, which is Muller versus Weeder, and one counsel, appellate's counsel, I believe, Mr. Zwatch, is going to appear by letter. Mr. Zwatch, is that, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You're doing that.